Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, May 15th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Human Rights Watch report on the situation in Marange, in the situation in Tokwe Mukosi. I beg your pardon.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
The report itself is one-sided. It does not give the right of reply to government on the serious allegations that is making with regards to relocation, compensation, and the general provision of some of the constitutional rights that are entitled to the affected people.
Hurumende yezanupiefu hairambirwe asi tiri kuti isu seHuman Rights Watch hurumende inofanira kuti ivheneke nyaya iyoyi ione kuti ichokwadi here kuti zvakaitika izvi kana chiri chokwadi yokonzera kuti vakazviita vaitwe paspeshamu yemutemo ndo chikuru
kuzano yonke into ipossible kuti ingenzakala njalo izame ukuthi iyali izinto eyazenzayo akuqalisi namhlanje njalo ububi loxuku ebantwini akuqalisi ngena leyo into yemasini.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the plight of the Tokwe Mukosi flood victims.
In its report released today, Human Rights Watch is urging the Zimbabwe government to investigate the circumstances leading to the floods at the Tokwe Mukosi Dam, and if they are found to have been deliberately induced, to hold those responsible to account for their actions. The human rights group says government should ensure that the basic rights of all displaced people at Chingwizi are respected, including providing them with prompt and adequate compensation.
But government has dismissed the report as another ploy by Western powers using non-governmental organizations to tarnish the image of Zimbabwe.
What do you think about this issue? And if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-619-2077. Yeah, we're
looking for it. Onguka Gibbs nasi tirakuti tidzokere zvakare ku Tokwe Mukosi. Pane vanhu vakabviswa nenyaya yemafashamu emvura ku Tokwe Mukosi vachiendeswa iko kuChingwizi kuno wanetsuku vari kunzivo ne pane gwaro raburitswa nesangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu reHuman Rights Watch riri kuti panogona kunge paine chikiribiri chakanzi itwei kuti mvura yakanonoka kuvhurwa kuti isabude ichierera zvakapa kuti vanhu vanga vari kumusoro kwerwizi vamanikidzwe kubva ikoko nekuti mvura yanga yazarisa mudhamu reTokwe Mukosi vanhu vachibva vamisha yavo ichibva yotanga kuyeredzwa nemvura sangano iri kutiwo vanhu vanga vachida kunzi nehurumende vamanikidzwe kuti vazopedzisira voenda kunoshanda kana kunorima nzimbe dzinenge dzichibatsira muzvina bhizimisi Billy Rottenbach uyo anodyitsana zvikuru nebato reZANU-PF asi hurumende yati panenge paita gudzi ramukanwa vanhu ava vanenge vari kuti rovei nepadivi havasi kunyatsotaura chokwadi vachitivo vari kuda kungosvibisa zita rehurumende vachiti hurumende iri kuedza nepose painogona kuti inge ichigadzirisa zvinhu zviri kunetsa iko kunzvimbo iyoyo tokwe mkosi.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing. Udaba lamhlanje ekudweni zulukandaba njengoba uBlessing esitsho esikhangela khonoko ukuthi etokwe mkosi khona ngale kambe kumenjani. Sizule iHuman Rights Watch City abantu abaningi khona ngale Blessing abahambayo. Balahlekelwa zimpahla njalo okunye okukhulu ikuthi uhulumende ungazani kazange avulele amanzi lana ukuthi ahambe ngesikhathi okumele ahambe ngazo. Ngithe ngibala ugwalo lwabo lolu elwe-Human Rights Watch lukhanya lutshengisela ukuthi kulabantu abahambayo khona ngale. Bafika bathi ivulani amanzi la ukwenza ukuthi amanzi la angasihluphi. So kuthiwa kukhona omunye wathi aso siwavule ngoba sile instruction yokuthi kumele abantu besuke. Lingamele ukuthi sivule la. So yikho ngani kuyahlupha kakhulu. So kukhanya ngazani ke babe senzela ukuthi abantu labana basuke baye eplazini le ZANU PF. Siyalazi iplazi langikhona kuthiwa ngele ZANU lomunye businessman othize. So ke kuyangani kuyahlupha khonoko. So kucatshangela ukuthi kwakusenziwa ngabomo ukuthi abantu labana bezeni basebenze khona ngale. Nantu daba usulukandaba. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo khona manje 001-202-465-0318. Ngizaphinda njalo inamba leyi 001-202-619-2077. Nxa lifuna ukusithumezela kumakhala ekhukhwini kuWhatsApp inamba ngu 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, kunjalo ke mfowethu.
And Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. We have Miss Sally Nobuhle Mulambo, a member of the Platform for Youth and Development. Sally, good evening.
Good evening, Linjan Long.
Siyaphila, kunjani, ma'am?
Ngiyaphila.
Thank you very much. She's saying, how are you?
I know. And, Sally, let's look at this problem affecting the Tokwe Mukosi flood victims. There's this report that has been released by Human Rights Watch that is saying that it appears or it's alleging, Human Rights Watch is alleging that they've heard from the victims that they are saying that the government is trying to force them to work on sugarcane plantations by not giving them adequate land to grow crops of their choice, and other allegations that are also being made in this report, for example, that the flood might have been induced by the government to try and force the people to evacuate. What is your take on the situation in Chingwiz?
The situation in Chingwiz, it's rather disturbing because you feel that government is supposed to protect the people that it represents as a government. But however, with these allegations which have started circulating that these were induced by certain people because they wanted to get cheap labor, it's rather disturbing because it infringes on the right to shelter for those people of Chingwiz camp, and they have the right anyway to plant whatever plants that they want. So it's very disturbing, especially when you consider that this is a government which is for the people, in cahoots with a certain businessman whose name keeps propping up at places where there is this whole land issue thing. So it's really, really disturbing.
Ye, mawusukhangeleke khona ngale mlambo ukuthi kwenzakalani eTokwe Mkhosi. Ubone ngazani kungabe kwenziwa ngabomo yini?
Ye, mina mbona ingathi kungabe kwayenzwa ngabomo. Because nxa ukhangela ukuthi babekwanisa ukuthi bevulele amanzi egeleze ehamba ngaphansi. But bona bekele ukuwavulela, bawathiya esiba maningi ukwenzela ukuthi laba abethindisi bebekhanye besuka khona. Yayinto yokuthi babezakwanisa ukuthi ingenzakale, kodwa bayekele ukuthi kwenzakale ukwenzela ukuthi bethole ithuba le-reason yokuthi abantu benalezo besuke endaweni onale. Okuthi sibili ukuthi amanzi achiwa egcwala ngabomo, mina ngibona ukuthi kungaba kube liqiniso sibili.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu, Sally. Ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. What you are saying is it could be true that the government may not have acted on time to actually flush out that water so that that flooding was not going to take place. So she says it's very worrying.
And we are now being joined from Johannesburg by senior researcher for Human Rights Watch, Mr. Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Evening blessing, how are you?
We are doing great, and thank you so much. And now, Mr. Mavinga, the question is, did you actually send people to go and assess what is happening in the Chingwizi area?
Yes. There was a team from Human Rights Watch in Chingwizi who spent 2 nights in the camp, sleeping in the camp with the people, understanding the issues and trying to understand the entire, the real story behind the story. What really had happened? How are the people feeling? And what needs to be done urgently? And government failure to pay compensation, government failure to meet the needs of the displaced people, and government failure to respect the rights of the displaced in terms of the threat to force them to become sugarcane farmers on this ethanol project on Nwanese Ranch.
Mm-hmm. And you are also alleging that some people were telling you that this flood might have been induced. If you can explain.
Yes. When we asked the people what could have happened, and when our team visited the dam, Tokwe Mkosi, to try and see the damage, we then got to understand that, in fact, the flooding could have been averted, because what actually happened was that it was only on one side of the dam, upstream of the dam wall, where the two tributary rivers, Tokwe and Mkosi, meet. That's where the dam is. And it was only upstream in the basin of the dam, and not downstream, but they are what are called sluice gates that are used to regulate the flow of water or to control it, because the dam is still under construction. Those gates could have been opened to let the water out in a managed way and avoid flooding. But they were not opened. And when the people of now at Chingwizi pleaded with the army, with the air force that was evicting them, to say, please give us time. Can you open these gates on the dam to let the water out? It is said that the soldiers answered that, no. We have been directed, President Mugabe said, this dam must contain water. And now you want this to be opened for you to stay here longer because you want compensation. That will not happen. We have to move. And therefore, they were then forcibly moved because of those circumstances that were avoidable, primarily because government clearly did not have the money to pay compensation. But a more sinister issue that is coming out is that they were specifically uprooted from Tokwe Mkosi more than 150 kilometers to Mwenezi district, Nwanati Chingwizi section, which is really a game park, and where there is sugarcane plantations and an ethanol project that is owned by ZANU-PF and by controversial businessman and investor Billy Rottenberg. At that Chingwizi camp, where there is no reason to be, now they are being told they should compulsorily, without the option of anything else, be sugarcane farmers to feed into the ethanol project, which they do not want. At Tokwe Mkosi, they never grew sugarcane. They are not interested, and they are saying they had been promised 5 hectares of land per family of those 3,000 families that are at Chingwizi. But now they are being forced onto 1 hectare plots where they can only grow sugarcane and nothing else.
Now, Mr. Mavinga, just one more question here. There are some critics who are saying that your report lacks credibility because you did not have any scientific kind of backgrounding of that kind of report. What is your reaction to that? Because when you talk about this loose gates, they are saying you should have talked to engineers and, many people.
Well, the people who are saying that clearly have not read our report, because our report points to those people who are qualified to talk about that simple thing. Because a lot of people have not actually gone to Tokwe Mkosi to see for themselves. This is why they would think like this. But this is the reality that has come out. And as Human Rights Watch, we are saying it is now up to government to investigate and establish the truth of that allegation from the people who are saying, and where the teams from Human Rights Watch were on the ground to see those things. But we are recommending to government for an urgent investigation. That is our recommendation, to establish the truth of it. And if it is established that there were people who deliberately interfered to induce these floods, then they must be held accountable.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. And now we are being joined by Mr. Tafadzwa Musarra. Mr. Musarra, of course, works with the Resource Exploitation Watch, and he's also a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mr. Musarra, what is your take on this report that seems to blame the government?
Well, the report is not surprising at all, given the footprint and the DNA and the modus operandi of Human Human Rights Watch working together with the crisis coalition, which we have in Marange situation. Okay. In the Marange scenario, similar reports were made, and of course they all want to touch on the issues of relocation, issues of compensation, and issues of lack of political will or lack of want by the government to deal with the situation that is there. I think it is imperative that your listeners note that this event happened in the background of a serious cash flow problem. Liquidity is a problem here with a liquidity crunch. Our government has no fiscal space to carry the activities that it has budgeted for in the 2014, let alone for other incidental issues that like the token cost occurring after the budget and the rather events that were not budgeted for. The report by Human Rights Watch itself, it's a poor attempt to cause an indictment on the President Robert Mugabe's government to deal with the crisis. And the situation that is very clear is that there is an agreement between the government of Zimbabwe and the people of Togo, of course, in the respect of way forward, that each one should get 5 acres and a certain compensation. You should notice that very few international organizational development partners have come to the fore to assist in the whole scenario, especially after immediate relief has been given. We are talking about building schools, resettlements, and other things. This has happened in Marange, along with armchair critics criticizing that the relocations in Marange were not proper and did not meet the minimum requirements of international law. But they did not use the same effort to mobilize the resources, so that rather than they desired to happen okay. So, and then again, in that report, we have unnamed sources of people complaining against government. We have the technical issues raised by Human Resources, Human Rights Watch, without a full backup by trained or skilled staff like the engineers. Ms. Mazinga said that the report was meant for government to act on it. But when the report is now becoming a subject for this discussion, that means there's no engagement between civil society. Personally, I think this report is very mischievously used for the sake of mobilizing money by a crisis coalition and the Human Rights Watch for them to continue filling up their NGO organization. Look, there is no crisis here. Floods happen everywhere. In America, there are floods, there is snow, people die. In Mozambique, there are floods all over Africa. In fact, the world now, global, the climatic changes. Such a situation, such instance, very unfortunate is there. Okay, so it is important that the listeners know that the Human Rights Watch, we were expecting it, that report was going to come out. But, and we knew that, as usual, the world is shooting the dark, and they all want to put a report that is so negative, that is so malicious, and your listeners very soon will notice and will agree with what you have always said, that the crisis coalition is these are political activists masquerading as civil society.
Thank you so much, Mr. Msarara. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Tokwe Mukosi flood victims. And tonight's discussion is anchored on a report by Human Rights Watch, which is alleging that the government might have been negligent, and it is urging the government to actually investigate what is happening there. And tine muteereri wedu ari parunhare. Mkoma Michael, makadi. Murisei.
Ndinani
riri nani zvaro. Muri kuona sei zviri kuitika kuTokwe Mukosi nezviri kutaurwa nesangano re Human Rights Watch nezviri kutaurwa nehurumende?
Ya, zvinotaurwa ne Human Rights Watch zvinenge zvine chokwadi mukati.
Sei muchidaro?
Semaone randiri kuita, because handiti kana vechigadzira dhemu vanozviziva kuti at times mvura inokwanisa kuzona yakawanda kuita cyclone and the like, mvura inowandisa. Hakune kuiri mapassages avanokwanisa kuti vanovhurira kuti mvura ite chii ione kubuda isapfuza dhemu racho iroro. Saka naizvozvo ndizvo zvaifanira vakaita. Pakanaya mvura unoona kuti mvura inei yakutopfurikidza panhangiri palevhel yainofanira kusvika. Vaifanira vakaivhurira yakabuda pichana pichana isina kuzozarisa. Saka ndinoona sekunge hurumende yakabva yata advantage iyo yekuti nayo mvura zvayanaya takashira kuti bvise vanhu ivavavo. Saka mvura zvayanaya tikairega ikazarisa vanhu ndobva tava kuti is a state of emergency, hapachagariki panapa. Chinobvai tinomugarisa kumafana kuti mudini mugare, vabve vaenda vanhu vasina mari, vasina kunge vakombanzetwa. Because handiti dhemu iri ndofunga rine nguva yakati rebei richitovakwa pamwe kuma9 years or so. And zvakazviri murongwa yehurumende kuti vanhu ivavo vari vakagara padhuze nedhemu ipapo vanofanira kuti vadzviswe and then vachakombanzerwa vobva vatsvakirwa nzvimbo imwe kuti vagare. Saka vakabva vata advantage yacho yekuti mvura zvayanaya vanhu takungovadzvisa nechimbichimbi toti chiendai mutogara kuti tazomupa mari kana tadini masetled.
Asika mukoma Michael, vakuru vanoti gudo kuipa kuipa haro asi haridye usiku. Hurumende hamusi kuona here sekuti haina hayo mari?
Inoshayawo mari sei madhaimozi? Nyika yedu yakapfuma kai. Nyika yedu yakapfuma sereki. Madhaimozi anoendepi? Marevenyu anobva kumadhaimozi anoendepi? Zvinhu mukazvitarisa zvinhu zvakafanana zvakaitika nezvekuchisumba nje zviya zvekuti vanhu vanga vechigara muchimbi vakabva vatorerwa minda vanga nhangirikini iye muridzi wenhangiriki wepurasi vakabva vati vanhu vese vafanira vaseze muminda imomo vandoseza kunzimbe. Saka naizvozvo vakabva vati labour iri kuita shoma kunzimbe uku vanhu vekuchingwiza vafanira vati vandoseza kumunde kumunda kwenzimbe the same applies vakadida kuti vekuchisumba nje. Vanhu vekuchisumbanje vakabva vatorerwa minda kamazi. Inini hamusa iwe unokwanisa kungogara chete bhata uchakwanisi kurima. Zvinokwanisa kuita unokwanisa kungobva pamba pako uchindosevenza kumunda wenzimbi.
Aiwa,
tinotenda
zvikuru mukoma Michael nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Michael is adamant that the government is to blame for the crisis.
Let's hear what the constitution says about some of these issues, especially pertaining to the issue of the shelter, provision of shelter to common people in Zimbabwe. So Chapter 2, Section 28 of the Zimbabwe Constitution blessing reads, "The state and all institutions and agencies of government at every level must take reasonable legislative and other means within the limits of the resources available to them to enable every person to have access to adequate shelter." Now, turning to you, Ms. Mlambo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you think that these villagers will be getting shelter anytime soon?
I really doubt if these villagers will get any shelter soon. Because if you look at the situation that they've been in these camps since February, and now we are on to mid-May, and they still do not have safe tents whatsoever. I don't think that the government is going to give them any sort of shelter anytime soon. Because the previous caller was saying earlier on, this is a government trend such that people get displaced and they don't really do anything about the situations that these displaced people are facing. So if these people do not manage to be able to find their own shelter, I do not see government being able to even afford giving them any kind of shelter, because even if you look at government coffers, they say they do not even have money. They cannot afford to provide civil servants with salaries. So in this, with that sort of scenario, I think it will be a dream for us to even think that they will be able to provide those guys with shelter. So this is an infringement on their rights, because, like you were saying, Chapter 2 says they have the right to shelter. But, mm-hmm. however, that is just on paper, and the reality is that they will not have safe shelter, adequate shelter, anytime soon. Maybe they will never even be compensated by government. If they are, I suppose it will be by luck. But looking at the facts on paper, I doubt if they will ever be compensated.
Tinenge tinemwe mtereri. Mkoma Rafias Mhlanga makadi.
Tiripo mkoma Blessing makasimba here.
Aiwa isu tirinani nyaya iri mugango mainzwai. Nde zviri kuitika kuchingwizu.
Ehe. Dambudziko riripo nderekuti hurumende yedu haina basa rekuti masoja ashande nemapurisa. Saka vari kutoshandiswawo mune vanhu vanenge vawirwa nenjodzi kuti vagone kuita zvinodiwa nehurumende yedu. Saka iroro ritori dambudziko rokuti tichaita makore nemakore kana government yezanu, kana party yezanu PF iri pakutonga, tichaita makore nemakore ende tichabata nyika yose kuti vanhu vachatambura nokuda kwemasoja, nokuti masoja basa rawo emuZimbabwe nderekumanikidza vanhu kuti vaite zvavanenge vasiri kuda. Kana vamugabe vakataura pabirthday papa independence yavo vachiti vane chibakira chisingatomboiti simba racho. Saka vanhu vekuchingwiziva vatopinda dambudziko hombe chairo rokuti chero tikanyada kuti tiite sei tiite sei, hapana nemasoja edu totomaziva kuti ndo zvaanoita, akatotumwa zvaatumwa ndo zvaanoita. Saka hapana magadzirisiro etingatomboriita dambudziko iroro.
Asika hurumende iri kuchemawo kuti mukoma Refius mamwe masangano ekunzi acho haasi kuya kuzobatsira ivo vanhu vevava, muri kuona sei?
Mupindo ipapo
anobatsira sei kana isusu tichiisa mitemo isingatomboshandiki nayo, mitemo yacho inoitwa pamasangano iwayo tichiti hativadi, vanozotibatsira sei? Topedza panenge pachiitwa zvinoitwa, vanenge vachitupa, topedza toti toda futi kuti vatibatsire kana tawirwa nedambudziko. Zvinhu zvinonetsa.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Refius. Pindai tinzwe hamavhinga.
Mukoma Mike vabaya dedede mukanwa kuti zviri kuitika kuchingwizi izvi. Minda yenzimbe iyoyo ndeye vanhu vamwe chete vari kusumbanje. Uyu muzvina bhizimusi Billy Rotenberg ndiye zvakare ariko kutisumbanje kuri kumanikidzwa vanhu. Ndo dambudziko guru riripo. Vanhu vari kutaura dedo vaienda kuchingwizi, dedo vaenda kutokwe mukosi, vazvionera nemeso avo. Dambudziko ratinaro kana kune vamwe vamapepa ndekuti havasi kuenda, vari kungotora nhau nechemuchadenga vasina kusvika panhoo kuti zvakamira sei, vachitaura nevanhu vachivabvunza kuti ko munombozviona sezvo. Iko zvino vari kuti risi tiri kutaura, asi muri kuona kuti shondo ratabva iro riri. Makurukota gumi ezanupf vakaenda kuchingwizi vakabva vachimhanya ikoko nekuti vari kuziva nyaya dziri kokuoma kwadzakaita. Vanhu vari kutambudzika vanoda munhu anosimudza izwi rekuti nyaya chaiyo ndiyoyi yekumbunyikidzwa, kumanikidzwa ikono vaakunzi senhapwa remainzimbe kurimira kambani, kambani yavasinei nayo, vachikona kuriritira mhuri dzavo. Ndo zvinofanira kuti zvigadziriswe nehurumende yeZimbabwe. Isu tiri kutaura izvi vamusarara, hatisi kuti varambe vatange kuda kuti vamiremire vachiti kwatikwati kutsigira divi rehurumende. Tiri kuti ngationesane matambudziko evana veZimbabwe. Vanhu vari kuchingwizi havasi vekune imwe nyika kwete, havasi vanhu vasina kodzero kwete, vanhuwo vanotitarisirawo kuti hurumende yavo ivaitire zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamavhinga vamusarara, and Nouhle, please stay on the line. We'll be back after a very, very short break. To our radio listeners, we are streaming live. You can simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
Stay tuned to Zimbabwe. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
እንገናኛለን ትግርኛ ቋንቋ ዝግጅት ይከተላል
በእኛ በኩል እንግዲህ ሰላም ደና ደሩ አዲስ አበባና
ቆንጅት ታየ።